Let's do it. You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in a fact. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Atlanta, are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn it up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
The name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that inflame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. I gotta stack up my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck are these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on the pasta, these niggas scared of me. Jason fucking the pasta, this how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him, no one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers, nigga. Get these bars off walkers. Nigga, trap a rap like a GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black, Concord, just a flex. I'm poor, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap, you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Underground, hottest radio.
Motherfucker, Embodiment Underground. Don't be stupid.
Motherfucker,
Embodiment Underground. Who's tuning in on the stereo? Who's tuning in on the stereo? Embodiment Underground, hottest radio.
Facebook, Embodiment Underground Radio.
Hey. Nation. Don't give a fuck, cause in this moment I got shit on my mind. Just to test a nigga hard, I put that bait on the line. Trying to level balance out, I meditate all the time. Turn my lesson, turn my blessings into one of a kind. I'm gonna stand up face to face to anything in my way. Mama told me never let my feelings get in the way. I'm waking out of hell, can I get better today? I gave myself that confirmation, boy, you already great. I'm undefeated, I feel the genius inside me alive. Took a minute, rewire vision, I finally arrived. You can feel it in every lyric, I speak in my rhymes. No competition, I'm totally different, you fully advised. Heavy on the grind, working my relationships to even out the odds. Stacking up the money, put some people on the job. Heard some people sleeping, so I'm turning up the knob. I am just another living version of a god. Taking care of my body so it fully get to thrive. I've been traumatized, I've been ill-advised. I can't sympathize, once I emphasize. I'm undefeated, yeah. This shit is deeper than a rap, in fact you gotta know the meaning. Yeah. Misunderstood, hope you ready when I come undefeated. Yeah. I took some blows, got back up and told them demons undefeated. Yeah. Every time they count me out, I come back harder undefeated. Feel that Holy Ghost inside me, they admire my glow. I told myself to get back up when I got down on my low. I told myself that I won't let these people snatch out my soul. I told my dog ain't tell him shit because he already know. And I'm on my savage, just trip to Paris, my arrogant flow. And I got that Frankie Lucas Montana, that heroin dope. Never want you too confused, my music just therapeutic. Oh, I'm in therapeutic, I'm in that coupe, the new six. I'm with my queen and my kids, I need them much as my real. I must invest in my shield, I'm like the best in my field. They lack the patience, be still, I'm activated, I am. I'm going ape in that gym. You look inside, is that gym? Don't be afraid of that shit. Let no one tamper with it. I got control of all my demons. I've been king since. I'm on a totally different frequency. It's too evident. I'm in a new element. I'm on some you ain't legit. I on another level. Hungrier than ever, like I'm locked into the cellar. Never question God. I know he working for the better. Got him where I want him. Ain't no letting off the pedal. Undefeated. Yeah. This shit is deeper than a rap, in fact you gotta know the meaning. Yeah. Misunderstood, hope you ready when I come undefeated. Yeah. I took some cup and told them demons undefeated. Yeah. And they count me out, I come back harder undefeated.
Cut like snitch, nip. If you hear the gun go click, click, then you're dead. My plan is to have about six kids. Get my girl thick as biscuits from Little Miss is dead. Also, make a whole lot of dope, but still remain what be floating in commodes. My little homie see my matrimony, say he want one, but got so many hoes. No, he don't really know that if he free the pictures, he be living well, but in weak conditions, he been reaching. I be living hella propositions for him, wishing that he listen, but it's hard to pay attention when you on the hoes. My buddy in the club, all religious, he get vicious when it come to getting digits. He gon' holler at the thickest, make her feel like he the richest. If the baby is in the air like eucalyptus, where she go? Home. But everybody leaving unfulfilled when the thrill of the night is built on something fishy and you feel it in your gills. It ain't real, but you keep on swimming out the pond towards the field where you don't belong and you still ain't healed from the last one that had you in your heels, big stepping towards destruction.
You see, if it's between me and you, brother.
Shot straight through the heart of me. Breathe, breathe, come on.
Need a breather. Fucking towards the light. That's my conscience. Breathing. Told you one day I think you a lover, not a fighter. Tryna be a gangster.
Should've been a fighter.
Always wonder why the negativity excites you. I'll be damn my next life end up. Tryna find a kid as I reincarnate. That I one that listen to my wisdom for heaven's sake. Was trying to guide you. God, leave you got in my way. You a pain, but it hurt to see you die anyway.
Some of those that I don't compare, nunca never. We can do it on donde sea, como quiera. Pick a place, anywhere, tú te llega. Talk to me nice, no sé cualquiera. Yo amo Toby, cuando tú entes. Hoy, hermano, vamos a cambiar de planeta. Real place from the south, nothing better. Mami with my dogs, feeling like the good fellas. Bring it back, real rap, trance in the trendsetters. In the bongo, go, go, in the slums all day, I was standing in the hallway, slapping like,
not a real one, just a little one, shooting the fair one. Traits of greatness running my veins like heroin. Vessel, grand plan in the manifesto. A dreamer's who voice not seen, ancestral. My young soul's hunting your dreams, hunted by goals. I remember struggling, one money to show. Suffering, watching mine support a humble abode. Now it's my place to humble the bold.
My, my, my. From niggas to gods. Blessed to be blacker than an African. In a world where they tell me I'm inadequate.
It's another exclusive.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Oh, are we in the building?
Yeah, we is.
Oh, y'all already know.
Yes, we is.
We outside.
Because it's Friday. It's a good day. And we towards the weekend.
Yeah, we got work.
First segment. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this for a minute. We're going to be about to get real deep. What's going on with y'all, though?
Man, good. I'm just grinding, man. I'm ready to let my hair down for the weekend. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm just grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot. Really? That's it.
That's it.
Push off the grind into a new grind. Like,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Push off one into another.
What about y'all ladies over there? What's up?
Well, I got family coming in town. And I'm just be chilling.
Okay. What about you?
I got a new music video out. Well, I'm a feature on it. So,
ooh, talk more about it.
It dropped yesterday, Hands Up, Maximilian featuring Black Mermaid. So I'm on a little bit of a high from that. But other than that, that's all that's really going on with me. Recording. Yeah, working like crazy. So.
All of us is trying to get that money, we grinding. That's all we gotta do to survive. So, you know, this how we go down. Pulling topics from the hat. So, anybody want to pull? Go ahead, pull first.
Ladies first.
What?
Respect.
That's a topic right there. That's a topic right there.
Okay, taking the pressure off himself.
Got it. All right.
Nah, you didn't do it right. You gotta look, man. You cheat.
It's in the hat. Okay. The topic is rushing life.
Rushing life.
Yes, I'm gonna say so. Like rushing your process for me, that resonates with me. Really finding peace with it, because if you rush your process, you kind of rush your growth, and it's no growth. So I think this one spoke to me. So
yeah, it's many ways I can relate to that. I could talk about it from a young man perspective and from the music perspective, like. In the music perspective, when you just know your talent, but you ain't have no like guidance as far as the business side of it. So you waste a lot of years. Like, that's why I'm glad I met them. But you waste a lot of years not knowing it, not knowing how to even study it, the business.
Yeah.
Like, you don't got no, we ain't have nobody in the industry to like tell us the game or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. The ins and outs.
How does that make somebody rush
Well, yeah, that's a good question, but we was rushing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question, but.
My bad, not to cut you, but because even when I think of the rushing life as a topic, I'm thinking like people who try to skip steps.
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to do that because I ain't have guidance. So I'm trying to.
You just want to get there.
Yeah.
You want to try and get to point B. You just going all the way.
I was trying to go to point Z.
More of that instant gratification.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to add on to that, because I think one of the issues with that is, with the instant gratification, is we put so much pride on the destination, but not the journey.
Right. And that's what you build.
And the thing is like what a lot of people don't understand. You see it a lot with a lot of young artists.
Yeah.
They get big so fast,
but
they don't even appreciate what they have. And the reason why is they don't even appreciate the process that got them there.
Right. Mm,
they don't even cherish it the same.
Absolutely.
It's just like if you use somebody else's car or something like that, and you never worked for yours a lot of times,
right.
You don't respect their property the same as you would respect it if you had to earn it.
Right.
You know
so
what I'm
saying? Blow the money fast.
Yeah. So,
I thought I had what you're saying that. So... What if it's like what they actually think and like the way that they act and move about in life? What if to them that is actually like what the journey gives for us? Like they're getting it, even though we know they're chasing the destination. What if they don't think that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like they might be just like delusional.
I think that's the purpose of having a strong community base, or because those people are support system, but not just yes men, you know what I'm saying? Have people in your corner that's actually like, nah sis, or nah bro, that ain't really how it's supposed to go, and maybe I can connect you. Like that's the purpose of that community building for me, I think, because it's a lot that I don't know, but that don't mean that you don't know it or the next person don't know it, but we got to be willing to.
I think you got to be in your right mind.
I think in this space and time we at now, though, a lot of people don't respect that person who's giving them that heads up. Like, hey, I think you messing up right now. Like, oh, hey, you know what I mean? There's more you can do on this or this, that. Like, they taking the criticism as like a jab to their ego or something, like, instead of just being like, yo, this is something that helped me just now with you telling me this.
And
like,
I don't think
a lot of people honor that person no more.
I think a lot... also that goes on to that is like this social media era that we in, because it's a bunch of yes men, you know what I'm saying? So it's a difference now between differentiating what's real or alike. Like everybody else like it, so I don't so I don't understand what your beef is, what your issue is.
I've seen it on there, I'm in the process of helping a restaurant hire people, and literally, we've gone through about 6 people in the last month alone. Like, they'll fill out the application. I talk to them. They come through. And I say, come through on the night. Let's test it out. Woo. They don't show up. Mm-hmm. And then it's because what? They have this other job, and they're like 17. And I found, like, at the interview, I'm like, so you're in high school? Yeah, I'm a senior. Yeah, I work at Smoothie King 3 days a week, and I'm like, well, why do you want to work here? You a senior? You an ROTC? You like, what do you need all? Like, was like, go and be 17.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Figure it out.
I was gonna say that too, because that's the childhood side of me. Because when we young, bro, when we young, we trying to grow up fast. Like, I mean, a lot of us try to grow up fast. We get into a lot of BS, bro. Like,
reverse.
Yeah, when you get older. When you get older, you wish you can go back to when you was rushing.
Right. Like, forced into it, too. Some people,
Have no choice.
And I would say that that's the word that we all know now. That's an anomaly to me, honestly.
What?
People were forced in those positions because with social media and access to the world at this point, you have enough examples of what it is to actually pace yourself. It's all kind of
now,
health shit all over the place. Can I cuss?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we in this motherfucker. Fuck that. We gonna let now.
But it's like you have all of these resources, all this mental health stuff, and like the last 10 years, at this point, anybody who's trying to rush after now, I would just consider you ungrateful.
Yeah.
I agree with you, because I got a perspective of what you're saying, but it's like, unfortunately, these kids, they influence is almost stronger than their parents' influence. So, like, if you got these media sites like TikTok, which got, like, 5-second clips that go viral, their attention span is so short.
But why though?
Why is a big picture thing? Yeah.
I'm be honest. In this same era, I got two kids. My kids listen to me more than they listen to me.
But you got a strong frame.
That's what I'm saying. Why is the big question? What are you teaching your kids now? Like, what are we teaching the kids at this point? You know what I mean?
And a lot of people, they scared of their responsibility.
A lot of kids right now, I see toddlers with phones in their hands. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They chilling like they grown. You know what I mean? So that's what they go to. That's what they go to.
And then a lot of, well, I'm not a parent, but I just go by my opinion. This is an opinion. I just feel like a lot of parents are still scared to say, this is what you're watching, but this is what it is. This is reality. This is fake. I mean, you watching this, but this is reality of it, and it's the fake of it. And if you go this route, this is the consequence. If you go this route, it's the consequence.
They babying the kid.
Yeah.
I feel like playing devil's advocate, it's okay to give them that, but it's mainly about the balance.
That's what I'm basically
inside the
what
household. Like, my kids could get on their phone for an hour or two, but you're going to do your homework, you're going to do chores, y'all going to read, y'all going to color, y'all going to be y'all age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're not about to just...
Because you can't even hide it from process. Because if you try to hide it, they're going to seek it anyway.
Right. So, I mean, we got parental control on what they got, but at the same time, I'm not flooding them. Their mom's not flooding them with that all day. Like, this is all you're doing as soon as you get home. Like,
where did you get that from?
My mom's. Well, I come from everywhere. We had to share TV every 30 minutes.
Stop telling folks how old you are.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's I've got other siblings, so it's like, all right, I got the TV for 30 minutes. You got the next show. You got the next show. And find something else to do now. We about to do this, that, and the third. Chores was up on the refrigerator still. All of that. You couldn't go outside until stuff was done. And we was outside. That's another thing, bro.
How it's being explained from the parent, though. It's like, your mom had to tell you, nah, you ain't on there all
day.
I mean? So you already know to pass that value.
So they knew the balance that I needed.
Like, this ain't real neither. Like, what you're seeing here, you know, explain that, how you saying the difference between this is just social media versus this is
reality versus
fantasy. And then back then, I mean, there's a lot of us that might have been sheltered, but then a lot of us parents wanted us to go outside, so that's how you learn process too. You learn process going outside.
About going outside is it affects your brain different. It's like it builds more neurological networks when you're outside and you're hands-on with a craft, a hobby, something like that.
Or dealing with adversity.
Some kids don't know how to interact with their kids.
People skills, dealing with adversity, like in your face adversity. That's the thing.
Because of what they see.
What they see, and they guidance, lack of guidance.
18, 19-year-olds are still getting millions of dollars. So they want that now.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, the differentiation now with, like, actual, like, influencers. You know what I'm saying? These influencers that are popping up, where you don't know the real from the fake, they don't even know the real from the fake. But because they got the likes, like we was talking about earlier, the younger people, I think they refuse to feel like if you have the conscience to know, you know. But some of these kids, as we see, have literally...
Common sense is getting dumber.
I'm not gonna lie.
I got an example.
But not in that way. That's a social way that they ain't there.
I got an example. There's a lot of crypto millionaires right now. But they get rich so fast, they ain't have to go through no processes. They ain't have to learn. Like, there's a lot of men that's crypto millionaires, but they didn't learn how to be men before they got the millionaire. So once they get the million, they don't even know how, they scared to go outside. They don't know how to deal with women. They don't know how to deal with anything in life. They just millionaires.
I think it's like a house with no friends.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't even build a network.
You don't got no network. You can't talk to people. No, you can't socialize. Nothing. So they become like, now you just a bigger fish with a whole bunch of money.
Whereas when you're naturally building wealth, when you have to go outside to build wealth, you just develop all these skills.
These traits along the way. And when you're rich, you already know how to deal with everything.
Yeah. We're going to do an intro. Okay. Hey, hold that thought. I'm going to play a little song for y'all, man. This is Silk, and we be right back. And we're going to play a little T.I. and Kanye West. It says, "Thank You" with Busta Rhymes.
Welcome to the bank. Where you deposit young money and you get cash money. I'm Tunchi the boss. And live from the vault. It's Bus a Bus.
Yeah. Y'all, swag mania pop the ghost most. Carry the most beautiful with us happily toast. Keep the faculty close. Gross when we give them a dose. Got MOD and leaning in each coast. Scenery froze. Take notes. Rock boats. Diamonds that fit us. Chanel mention the winner who with us. We coming to give them the shivers. Water we flow. Spilling like rivers. Flooding the street. Hoping the swimmers moving gorillas. King Kong's Godzilla's when we roll up. Seat filling. Get up when I show up.
Please don't throw up. Hold your liquor, girl, up. If you're robbing, we gon' show you how to blow up. Thank your lucky stars, as the rap czar. Tuck it in, my bite like a rantin. To my chagrin, you never win. Model thin, walking crack in your shin. She gives in every time that I spin. Square up, bow down to the kings of the hall. We way gon' talk while we ball. So what's cracking with y'all?
Native New Yorker, the slick talker, keep in order. Call a reporter, stepping like British walkers. Legendary swag fluent, see the influence, see how we do it. Get him into it steadily, got him stupid, so undisputed. Act full, back tool, till they pop off. Police crowd up the street, blocking them off, locking them off. Got these while I signal my soldiers. Bossing it up, maintaining composure. Stand on the sofa. 30 bottles, 20 waitresses, bring them over. See how we light up. Call a promoter. Tell that. Bring the bag, better hurry up with it and count the money up proper. Cause you can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah. I feel good, don't it? I feel good, don't it? Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, I wanna let y'all know. This Jeezy. And you listening to Q-Chip-Chip-Chip-Chip-Chip-Chip.
Set him up, stiletto up, saddle up and let's go. Good times, only difference making it dope. Chatter is up, peep the way we batter it up. On top of the mountain, folding the ladder up. You're dead and done, rip up your paper cause your status is none. Transfix on the sphinx of the page. Whether chopper or gauge, you're just a single cause you wouldn't engage. Turned up with the script on the cup, you keep the goblins with us.
See how we push, sometime my mind forget cough. Beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-bop, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat it till he drop, piggity poof. Oxy and me, he don't want no problem with. Let's get to drinking, poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Abstract together, see we deliver. She got me touching it, and all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap, homie, they know. Kill everything till it's time for me to go. That's when I bomb it with a blowin' and a black and get a little bit dummy. The microphone is bleeding, you should take it from me.
Incredibly, we do it in the resumes, the music. I tune it, YouTube it. It can never ever be refuted. It's gnarly for n***s and naughty for ninas and ballerinas, ballers and in between is blatant non-believers and overachievers kicking it in. Pele Adidas, drink gallons of liters. All of you must reconcile the leaders. She's begging to eat us and her man's attitude defeaters, but never a scandal because me and Bus, we prone to handle with gentlemen.
Not to mention me veterans, say can need me some medicine. For our black, you should get off my premises. Better fly, you pelican, idiot. But then again, you need a suit for your funeral measurements. See, we doing it effortless. It's never getting no better than this. Giving you that you miss a better preference. Watch me turn them to skeletons. See how I come and bring out the betterness. Thomas with it, I rep the foreverness. Flying United Emirates. Size private plane, that kind of etiquette. Purchasing diamonds, handle them delicate. Now you need you a better ref. You can peep us regulate and see we all in this. Like we ain't ever left. Never left. Never.
Your host, Mondo J. Malone. I'm saying though, we got So Center in the building. We got Supreme. We got Killer. Obelico's Creations. We got Black Mermaid. We got Kai, the Mean Poet. We got Barz Amu.
Yep.
And we got my boy Frank O'Shack. What's happening?
Saying it, bro.
What's
going on?
Here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, what's in this topic though?
Mondo, I love your enthusiasm behind asking me that. It's an interesting topic. I selected
yes, it is, even though I don't know what it is yet.
Nature versus morality.
Ooh.
Oh. See, I told y'all. So, I guess I'll jump it off with my perspective. Nature versus morality. This is it's interesting to me because I am one person who believes that nature can never really be a versus towards morality because, like, there are literally morals built into nature, like whether we're talking about photosynthesis or giving birth or life journeys in general, decisions in family structures, business structures, like these are all things in nature. So to say that nature is, you're essentially saying that nature is against morality in a way, but there are literally morals and tactics of survival. So for people who believe in cavemen, like it was, they like it was a part of their morals in the way that they fed their families and survived and did things. Like people who live out in the woods and in the trees and stuff, like you're not out there just cut, like it's basically like people who want to hunt but they use the whole animal. That's a moral. But hunting is a part of nature regardless of where you are. A snake eats the whole animal. You know, a lion will take the whole thing till it's all good. You know?
But there's a nature, okay, I mean, well, we talk about animals, so, but that's this is nature too. Us, we wouldn't see it as moral, but if a lion, like, dominates another pride, he gonna kill the kids from the prior mother. Is that moral?
Those are his morals.
But that's what I'm saying, but that's nature, too.
Does moral,
so, like,
it's a moral in nature.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Law, like,
yeah.
Even when I hit the topic, though, I still think of it's not versus each other. Mm-hmm. It's more so of
encompassing.
What is their perspective versus that perspective?
And then in the streets, in the streets, if you don't got nothing to eat, it's nature to want a self-preservation. So when they're hungry, they're going to hunt down other dudes. Is that moral or is that nature?
Does moral necessarily mean is right to everybody?
But
that's
a good question. That's a good point.
Really,
but
see,
I think that's the but I think that's the point of the topic, is because a lot of times when you hear people in society speak about morality, they'll be like, "That's not right," or "That's not right." But it's it's like they're overlooking nature.
It's just reality.
Yeah. That's what I'm. That's the point of the topic.
Like,
you know,
that's the reason why I feel like if we give kids resources, then they can live at a higher mindset. But if they not, they gonna live on their nature to survive, self preservation. Like if he got it and I don't got it, man, it's the survival of the fittest, bro. That's nature. I gotta eat, bro. My kids starving. And it's like, you got it. It's nothing personal, but I gotta get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna look up the definition.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, so to lead off of what you were saying though, it's like, I feel like it's built inside of us, even as men, to try to go into that role more so than even a woman. So like how you said, if my kid's hungry, a woman is more so not gonna go fight or, you know, take somebody's shit like that. They're gonna find a way to manipulate to get it, you know what I mean? Versus us, we're gonna use force, you know what I mean? We're gonna find a way to snatch
it's a
that,
different,
you know?
Route, but the same end goal.
It's the same goal, but it's
so
different.
My nature is different than her nature, so that's also where I'm going at with it. So it's to reach that same goal, I'm reaching it differently through my own habits.
It's like pros and cons of both natures too. Like women's nature is more egalitarian. Like, look, if we all got like $1,000, we're gonna split it. You get a dollar, you get a dollar, you get a dollar. The males think.
What woman?
I'm talking about in general. I'm not talking about every woman. You are an entrepreneur.
Not me.
Or she is too. But I'm talking about in general. Right. Like, but the males gonna be like, look, I'm the biggest alpha, so I'm about to take all. Right, like, y'all gotta fight me, because I'm taking all of it.
Or it's like, who did the most work? You get the most. Right. You did the least work, you get the least. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. But that's the difference between the natures. But it's like, that's a good question you ask, like, what is your moral?
Right.
Based on who you are as an individual. Like, what are you taught or what? And then I think morals is almost like, well, if it's individual, it depends on like logic. How what's your best outcome? Like,
I feel like it's it ain't necessarily what you taught, but what you picked up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because people
like
can teach you stuff. Or you know what's right and wrong. Just because somebody's saying the sky green, you look up and it's blue. What that mean? He trying to teach you something wrong. Like, you know already.
I think the biggest thing too, the moral aspect, a lot of times, for the most part, combined with nature, come down to integrity. So like, say somebody's nature is different than somebody else, right? But you might go about it, but you do it in a way that's not holistic or with integrity. Right. Instead of letting that other person know, look, this is what I'm on. Are you with it or not? Mm-hmm. That's the moral part, I think, to add on to nature. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I
agree with Bree from the beginning. I don't think it is a versus anyway, so.
Yeah. I got a theory even about humanity, though. It's like, I think even we're different as species in the whole, too. Like, as people play race, but I think it's deeper than race.
You got ability to reason.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm from Cameroon, like, I might be better at these things than you are if you're from Kenya. You know what I mean? Like, even, you know what I mean? Just these factors alone. So I think even as humans, we, our nature spreads a little bit different as well.
Right.
Depending on where you from.
Yeah, like, it's all environment and shit. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think one of the things that when we speak about nature versus morality, we do forget that, oh yes, we are all animals, but the things that separate us is that we have a consciousness versus the lion.
But you'd be surprised how much we act like the same animals. We, you know, we hunt and house and
we do.
The difference is
we do. But like,
the
still
only
like
difference
different.
Is that we look this, quite honestly, because even when you look at, if you look at how dogs meet each other, like
my bad.
If we look at how dogs greet each other, it's no different than us. I gotta feel you out. I don't want to play in the puppy pen with you, and you know, it's like, it's no different when you look at how nature looks compared to.
Hey, hold up! Now, I got a lot of dogs. When my dog go meet another dog, the first thing they gonna do, they gonna sniff their butt.
I'm not talking about.
But that's a way of feeling.
What's your energy like? What's your energy like?
He found out a lot.
Like, you know a lot of stuff. Or you about to go somewhere?
Or you an asshole.
Right.
Oh, I just found the asshole.
Or you full of shit. One of those.
Right.
But the deep thing about the consciousness and nature's help, though, because, okay, how am I trying to say, like, you can have an inkling about something. Your nature has an inkling, but you can try to, like, I ain't going to go with that, because that's not, but the nature's still going, it's still in you. It's still in your DNA, so you can't even just delete that. Like, if there's a certain thing about the other gender that both genders have certain things in general that attract each other, that's nature. But if for you to just say, that ain't right to date a man that don't have anything or that's not ambitious, that ain't right to look down on him. But your nature says no. Your nature says different, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can try to think out of it, but... No, it's not. Topics. I don't know.
Yeah,
I do feel like there's universal nature too. Like no matter where you go, that's law. I don't care
that's what I agree with. Yeah,
like it's certain laws when you go to certain hoods or certain cities or when you deal with certain types of environments in your area. Like
there's an underlying foundation.
No matter where you go, you're gonna win.
Just like the streets. Like if you go to Cali, there's a gangbang culture. If you go to another state, it might be another culture, but it's all fundamentally survival of the fittest. It doesn't matter what. It's a foundation.
So my only question would be, is there a difference between code and morality?
The code and their moral.
That's a good
question. I think
code morality is.
What would be the difference if there between a code and a morality when both are low-key based in nature?
I think there is a code of morality, and I think code and morality is a way to, how can I express this? I think code of morality as humans is a way to structure nature to benefit humanity, like to benefit you as a human, like. Mm-hmm. If you just strictly animalistic, you're going to be...
Yeah.
But if you can structure those instincts in a positive direction, I think that's what code of morality is about.
We could live in the same area and still have different codes that we go by.
Yeah.
I feel like the code is more like the law.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's your law.
This is the law. Yeah. This is the law of my household, or this is the law of this land, or this is the law... Yeah.
Or even that's like... True. You're 21, you go back to 13, you go back to 15 around my.
But I think morality organizes. I think morality is about, and code is about organizing our instincts to make us more like productive, more productively in society.
I think the separation
is
your morals come from in the house, your codes come from once you step out.
That's a good point.
Like,
if you're doing when you out in these streets,
whatever
you're doing and who you're around, but morals and all that stuff come from
what you're
taught. Yeah. right from wrong and all of that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, so y'all ready?
Yeah. Oh. What you got?
What's next up?
All right, hold on, y'all. Let's get the next topic. What's next up?
All right, so I got stories of black mental health or lack of.
Oh, wow. That's deep. Say this again. Is real.
Stories
oh.
of black mental health or lack this of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody had a long one. Oh, yeah, I'm glad. Because I was going to call somebody. I'm
leading in.
All right, mental health. I think.
Does it even exist to black men?
Damn. That's good. That's a good point. Okay. Go ahead.
You can start off.
I'm going to say this is a complex topic, especially as a man, because, like, the women may not understand this, but as a man, you got to learn when to be vulnerable and when not to be vulnerable. It's like it's a.
Yeah.
Cold balance, yeah. It's a cold balance.
I feel
balance.
Like it's
yeah.
like this. It's already like thrown at us. Be tough. Don't cry. Be, you know what I'm saying? Be a man, quote unquote. Like you got to fight through whatever and still keep pushing through.
Yeah.
Without the help, without the backbone structure and all that, you're still a man. Like they throw that at us like. It's just cliche.
Is that a code?
You know what I'm saying? It's not a code. It's really a burden y'all throw mm-hmm. on us. When mm-hmm. like, and I say y'all, I mean like
I
society. You know what I'm saying?
It.
Society. It's more of a burden. Like we mm-hmm. born with more weight on us than we need.
Yeah.
We ain't allowed to grow and really.
I'm
be
about to be a devil's
who
advocate.
Be.
I think part of it is society and part of it is nature. I'm just gonna be honest, bro. Because like, if As men, sometimes we take things to extremes. So like, if the society tells us to learn to be vulnerable, there's gonna be a time where you can't be, and then say if somebody break in the house, if society taught you to be vulnerable, you can't be like, okay, look, babe, I got this. You're gonna be like, I'm scared too.
Yeah. That's
what about me?
But that's vulnerable. So that's why it's a delicate.
But like you said, yeah. It depends on.
If there's a woman, I would.
That's
like
different.
It depends on when you choose to be vulnerable or not.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
who
yeah,
you
yeah.
choose to be
but
vulnerable to.
That's why
to.
I think it's a delicate teaching and teach men when. Like, you got to teach when to be vulnerable, too.
I think.
And how to be vulnerable.
What you're talking about is emotional intelligence.
Yeah, that's what that, yeah, that's what I agree
versus
with.
Just being reactive.
Being emotional.
Being reactive to a situation. In the same situation as you speak, like, I feel like us as men. You know what I mean? We take a lot of things on the head. Like, you feel the need to fight even in them situations. Sometimes the best situation may be to get people out the house. You know what I mean? Like, in those cases. So, it's more so about we carry a burden, I think, overall, just because we carry the weight of our ancestors. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. as much as people don't speak on that, us as black men, especially, we carry the weight for the ancestors because we have to lead the women, we have to lead the children.
And to be honest, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
No, it's not. Know. It's honestly, yeah. I feel like it's when you handle it, it builds you different.
Nature.
You know
that's
what
nature.
I mean? Like,
that's nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's different type of men without having to be shaky men. There's men that's hands on; they don't mind getting their hands. And then there's other men who's just like, I'm a man, but like.
I ain't doing all that. Yeah,
I'm a different type of man. Yeah. Like, I dress up in suits every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever, like, I don't have to be tough and all of that. I hire people to do everything type shit or whatever. So it's like.
But it take that type of man because he still got to be a leader.
Look, something breaking your house. Which first thing you doing if your light bulb, something break or something. You going to go, all right, let me go change. But there's other men type of men is like, nah, I
hire
somebody
to
do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But see, I think it's a dangerous thing for boys, though, when you talk about being vulnerable. Because if you look at society today, a lot of men is more weak men, right? We can all agree,
there's
right?
more vulnerable
yeah.
men.
But there,
yeah,
and
but
there's
vulnerable.
But there's, right, but there and there's more single mother households, correct? Don't you think that's a direct correlation?
Yeah.
So
think they would say that
it's a direct correlation mm-hmm. when there's not a masculine man present? In their lives.
True.
So here's the thing though. What do you think a lot of those women teach these boys? Vulnerability, right? So
right.
See, as a man, you understand how to deal with a boy's anger because you know what that is.
Right.
Because
you gotta identify with
that. Both genders respond differently to circumstances emotionally.
Right.
And you know, all women ain't the same, all men ain't the same.
No, I get what you're saying.
For the most part, when a boy is mad, you don't you don't just go, calm down. You have them focus on a task, not calm down. Because that's the energy that moves. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And that's one of the issues.
Yeah.
And I can agree with that. Because something that Franco was saying earlier, too, that hit with me is the fact that men are supposed to learn their vulnerability, emotional intelligence, and everything in between from women. However, you've got women who ask for vulnerability out of a man, not understanding that you're essentially asking for the weak man. And then because vulnerable essentially means that, because I just looked it up just so I made sure that my perspective was accurate, is the fact that, like, you are weak, like, you're susceptible to something happening to you, like how he said earlier, like, you don't want to protect, you scared too. It's like, oh, you jumping, but we both can't jump from the spider.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with expressing your emotions, but being emotional,
that's what I think
is the fact that, so when it's time to be vulnerable, like how you said, when you tell a boy to calm down, instead of him calming down, he's supposed to get productive to balance that out. That's what women mean.
Yeah, but exactly. Our language barrier is different.
Not even that. A lot of women lack emotional intelligence because I have a godson where he would get very into his emotion because he just get frustrated or whatever. And I just knew right off the bat, like, okay, well, you need to go find you something to do then. You know, because you're mad about something that only you're mad about. Like, I can't help you, you know, like, and he's looking at me and I'm like, you ain't looking at me for it. Like,
right.
Go do something. Because to me, that's how I was raised. You upset at my mama's house. Okay, go clean your room.
Yeah.
That's why women clean when we
like
mad.
You said,
right.
And like Bar said, just channeling your energy.
Yeah. And I think that's
saying that a man could help more than a woman.
I think I agree with you I always pondered this, but I heard it from a woman, but I do think that that's what a lot of women mean, is like actually being aware of your emotions too, not just putting it in the
like
corner,
suppressing it,
you know? Not suppressing it, but actually being aware with it to deal with it.
See, but that's the thing. The thing is, a lot of women lack the communication skills to verbalize that. So as you saying
and
saying,
a lot of women don't read enough to have different vocabulary.
I got the question. Do you think it's just I think in general, as a society, we lack it. Both genders. I think there's a language barrier that women and men ain't aware of each other.
Let's be real though. Men have been speaking the same language since my grandfather.
Yeah, but there's some women. I know some men that don't even understand what there's sometimes a woman will say something, but I know what she mean, but most men won't know what she mean, and then vice versa, because we don't understand our language. Our language barrier, is a little different.
The reason I disagree partially is this. Honestly, we've been speaking the same language forever. There's things we can do and not say nothing, and that woman can pick up on it if she's paying attention to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus when she's telling you something, and then now you gotta figure out X, Y, Z, E equals MC squared on that, because you done told me everything but the problem. You know what I mean? So men been operating on the same line of, hey, I got a problem, I'm going to fix that. I got this, I'm going to just do that. I'm feeling this way, I'm
going to
react, I'm going to be quiet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but what mess it up is there's a lot of feminine men now, so now they like...
But that's epidemic that...
Yeah, so now they don't even...
We can get through that.
Now they're like, bro, I don't know what to believe.
They coming up with a cure right now.
But yeah. See,
but that go back, what you saying, Kyle, that go back to the beginning, that being a burden, that burden could be a good and bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to make you go harder, make you go stronger, knowing that nobody got your back or nobody can help you in this time of need or nobody can teach you what you need to know. So it's like it builds you and builds your character. But at the same time, it's like, why do I have to have this extra added on stress to me straight out the gate?
And that's something fathers
should be explaining.
So
that's the gift and the curse to us.
Yeah, that's why
you
know what I mean?
Right, but this Silk, and I'm a little old school than you guys. And yeah. I'm gonna kind of do it from my perspective on a more personal level. You can have two people. You can have that same person that is scared, but he'll be a beast.
That's the difference. That's what I'm saying.
And he's still a man. Mm-hmm. And then but understanding the emotional part takes a lot more intelligence. The reaction to the anger is more like a nature. you find that the more intelligent a person is, the better he can deal with different situations and different solutions.
Right.
I find that a person with lack of intelligence, that's the one that's not really going to be able to handle their emotions because they don't know how to. They're not in tune with it. Mm. They don't know how to understand and how to use it for their strengths.
Some people never been through nothing. Yeah. So they don't know how to react when something come about.
Yeah. Right, and sometimes it takes that mistake.
So you could be intelligent, right, but react off impulse just off the strength that this never came about in your life. So you just,
I'm going to say this, what makes you a stronger man is once you be able to capitalize off those mistakes and capitalize all those things that you learn.
That's what they say.
You can go through mistakes and still never learn.
True. Yeah. But they say you're a fool if you make the same mistake twice. Right. So you gotta go through something to know. You gotta feel that heat to know it's hot sometimes. You know what I mean? To know it'll burn you.
And that's what I'm saying, like, and right now in 2022, that's why I kind of get his point. It's podcasts I listen to, and a lot of women will say, oh, why are men not vulnerable? And they saying y'all lack emotional intelligence. I'm like, that's not what emotional intelligence means to us. Mm-hmm. Most of the intelligence to us mean I know when to emote. I know when to not, like, respond. I know when to respond.
Picking
like,
my battles.
That's what, yeah, how.
That's picking
my battles. So that's the language barrier I was talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. All right.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up, and we're going to play one more tune, and we're going to take another break. I'm going to play a little bit of Brand Nubian for you, and then we're going to come right back. So until then, what we gonna do, Mondo?
Oh, we gonna take control.
Zip zip.
And books around concepts and hooks, session to session to get thoughts manifesting, stressing and stressing to hit the world with a blessing. A lot of people often ask, Uber, how you giving back? The way I give back is through the knowledge of my raps, like a gem for all my people caught out on the limb, who be giving in, caught out on the stem, who don't want to win. I'm feeling you, I know you getting down like that, but what I'm saying, dog, is let me hold a little something black. I hit you back, come on, dad, that's the 10th time I heard that. All you know is give me, I work hard for every penny that I make, video and tape, LP and CD. If I fall, you feeding me? No dough to spread, always keep a level head. Long as my seeds get fed, it won't go to my head. So
don't let it go to your head, no.
Everybody love a star when he on top.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Strive to help others who help themselves.
Don't let it go to your head, no.
Knowledge of self good health and wealth. But you can't tell her that, cause sometimes she speed to put a hand out. Like I'm that ATM nigga, drop me off for chase. Earring in the navel like she sexual. She royalty, but the whole loyalty to smoke. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. And then hide the heat in the car door. Goddamn, she's a mother to be. Your hope for twins, give me a whole tribe. And be as sexy as Janet was on the cover of Vibe. She slick talk, threaten to walk. She got a girlfriend I used to tap back when. So she always worry a bitches until I hold it down. I give you high ranks. Sometimes you well, but I guess that's your style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I slay thighs? Open your eyes, girl.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
All right, y'all. We got one more topic. The next topic is wealth consciousness.
What? Wealth consciousness.
All right, I just gonna open it up. I just feel like, all right, of course we have wealth in our minds. Of course we do. We gotta get to this money. That's why we got multiple sources of incomes. But I ain't gonna lie, I do Instacart by my work towards like Amazon Flex. Cause I feel like, you know, we ain't even paying enough for our jobs. Like, they be capping off our, you know, paychecks and everything, especially the taxes. They take a lot of money out from our paychecks because of taxes. Yeah. I feel like GA is robbing us, especially the government. Politics, they robbing us. Yeah, the whole nation.
We can get a million.
Bar, nigga.
What'd it say?
Wealth consciousness.
is wealth just money?
No, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's part of the topic. I think that's all I wanted to say.
But back to morality, though, a lot of people do believe that wealth is just money, even though we know that that's not accurate, even by definition. Niggas is out here really thinking wealth means rich.
I have learned my biggest, thus far, one of my biggest lessons in abundance just through my plants. Me growing my fruits, because you could take one seed and it grows several fruits. Then you plant, you eat that, and you have several other seeds.
And it grows forever.
That is abundance to me. And I don't see, when I changed my view from the dollar amount to more of my gifts, I got everything I wanted.
So we need to break down. We need to break down what's wealth to you.
I can start with that. I think wealth is just abundance. I think, for instance, look at Malcolm X. He didn't have a lot of money.
What you value the most?
Yeah, your values. I'll put it that way.
Because as long as my kids good, it don't mean they gotta have a lot of money. They got exactly what they need though. They got a roof over their head. They got food. They got clothes over their back.
Yeah.
And they still able to keep flourishing. Ain't nothing holding them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think abundance to me is like
And that's just the first thing.
I think what we do is we focus too much undue stress onto money. So we block out what else in our life can be abundant.
Some people don't understand that money is a trampoline for a lot more things.
There's a lot of people that got money, but they don't got no relationship. So if they fall, they don't even got no connects.
Exactly.
Like the relationship was abundance too.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. So you got to understand that money ain't nothing but a tool.
Right.
The same way fruit is, the same way any other trade, anything that we could get the gift.
Yeah.
See, so
or the, give the gift, my bad.
Oh, you good. Y'all good. Shit. I agree with all y'all. The thing that, because I wrote down that topic because that's something that I'm really focused on deeply. And what Black Mermaid was just speaking on with the plants, it's the same concept that a lot of entrepreneurs use with money. When you say it's one seed that grows a whole bunch, that brings about life in abundance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can get other seeds from that fruit. What are you doing? Flipping.
Right.
That's flipping.
That's like property.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's you're investing in a seed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then you bring that consciousness to money. You bring that consciousness to family. You bring that consciousness. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
But if you don't know, or have some type of higher vibration or go back to that more moral piece, some people can't see past
just the money,
and then they fail. That's why, to me, you always chasing it.
Yeah,
you always gonna you be
feel,
chasing
but
it.
But because you feel lack.
Absolutely.
So you're not in the right abundance consciousness. So, and this is something that I had to do because I'm like most humans, I'm struggling with certain thoughts negative thoughts that I've been conditioned with. Mm-hmm. But what I notice is I keep noticing lack consciousness from me. So, To build wealth consciousness, what I do, I notice every little success I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm gonna do this at this time. Oh, I wrote a little bit of a song, success. Mm-hmm. That's success consciousness, mm-hmm. that builds wealth.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's abundance.
I really feel like what you just said was key, because consciousness, to me in that topic, consciousness for me was the key word.
Yeah,
I think that's also, like you said, that's the part people don't focus on. Which is exactly.
And for the topic, just to piggyback on what y'all were saying about even the seeds and the growth, it's like a lot of people in the consciousness of it need to understand that a lot of them seeds won't make it too.
A lot of your investments may fail, but that's why you got so many seeds.
But that's why you put it out.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's why you got so many seeds. That's a good way to close that.
That was a perfect point, actually.
Let's just see what the next topic is.
It's like an ASMR. Put it to the mic and shuffle the paper.
My bad, man.
That's the shit on YouTube now. Like.
You a fan of ASMR?
I am not. That shit is weird, and I fucking hate it. Like, I cannot stand it.
The last topic is distractions.
Oh, shit. And ASMR. This is a goddamn distraction.
Well, what a segue that was.
I'm going to just go ahead and start it off with that. Because I really do actually believe that it's... This is why I say, like, I've always known about, is it ASMR, ASMR? How do you even say it?
I don't know.
So, I saw about it, like, when Spotify really, like, first came out and shit, and, like, all the, what I would have called weird kids was posting this shit on SoundCloud, all that stuff. But when I started seeing folks eating in the fucking camera and you, I don't want to hear you smacking and all this other shit, but then I see niggas starting channels because they mm-hmm. seen somebody doing. I'm like, so what you do? You just sat there for 4 hours and watched this lady eat this shit? And now she's fat.
It's people that watch kids play toys.
Like, you
they play with toys on YouTube.
What are you doing? You're watching someone eat and y'all spending
We're in the era where distractions is way accessible. That's the scary part about the internet. This is what I realized too about myself. I was distracting myself. I'm subscribed to so many channels. stuff will pop up. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. I'm like, bro, I'm tripping.
A lot of stuff is a distraction so to you distraction. Only if you got a goal. Yeah. Some people don't got goals. So they just absorbing everything because they don't care. Yeah. Like, you got to understand, like, we got to really break this stuff down. If it's only a distraction if I'm trying to get the A, B's, and C, and then something keep taking my attention away. If I don't got no B,
you don't even have a distraction. You don't got a goal.
So I'm just, it's just whatever. It's,
you just,
I'm just listening to this, doing that. Oh, I'm going here.
You can't have a distraction without a goal. Come on,
man. I slightly disagree just for this reason. Everybody got a goal.
No.
Some people got a goal to watch Emerald, all the
it's always like, yeah, I see like what he's saying.
We all have a destiny.
It's just not about, it might not be here yet.
It's on you. It's like when you took the steps to step up and find out what that line was that you were supposed to be on instead of these other
But if you don't really have something in your head to say, I want to go do this in the future when I get old.
But without distractions, you can't even find it a lot of times.
True. Can I pivot?
True.
I just want to pivot a little bit.
But some people not even looking.
It's true too. It's
I want to pivot a little bit because do you think that there is ever a such thing as a positive distraction? And I say that from somebody who is dealing with grief. So can my music be considered a positive distraction that is also productive? Can my business, me writing books, be considered a positive distraction that's also productive, that's also enlightened my consciousness? So it's bringing me to another step, but it's distracting me from something that would have taken
Is it a distraction
be the distraction from those things that you're supposed to do?
That's probably definition of distractions might be messed up then.
Are you trying to find a distraction because you don't want to deal with
That's what
whatever.
I'm saying, it depends.
Like when I don't want to work dead ass, like I'll be like, I'm going to wake up at 7, and I wake up at 7, and what do I do for 3 hours? I scroll Instagram.
But is it a distraction or is it you trying to find back your balance
and
peace?
That's what I know. It's lazy.
Me listening to music to not think about
that's
the
different.
Pain I'm going through or whatever. That it was a distraction. It's
but
just
see,
so
is,
it's healing.
That's coping.
Exactly.
Right.
So for me, for example, if I'm dealing with something like some grief, right? I am, instead of me sitting here boohooing about it, I'm writing a song. That is actually getting me through it. That's giving me positive
stuff.
But
that's
some self-healing. I think a distraction
is
only.
Considered a distraction.
It's not a distraction. Okay.
Not
the thing. The thing is.
Your journey.
Yeah, I think a distraction is something that just take you away from what you're trying to do.
So y'all's answer is there's no positive distraction. There's
no
such thing.
It's no.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was gonna say I disagree because I think every word is neutral.
I was about to say
go
that
ahead.
Too. I was about to I just got he just got me realizing something. Like I think it depends. It's the flexibility of the word, cause okay. But what I was gonna say at first though was how we look at distraction. The word distraction. I don't think it's a distraction because. If sometimes there's certain things that you don't need to focus on anymore, it just continues growing.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to just leave that there
and
then do what I need to do. But some things need to be uprooted. But a lot of people, I'll say most Americans, do everything that distracts what they need to look at.
Yeah.
That's why people are addicted. But see, that's the negative distractions. Addicted to eating, addicted to shows. That's where addiction
is. I feel like a distraction
is
something you do instead of another, and it's not productive at
okay,
all.
Okay, see, in my opinion, if you're in the streets all the time, and music distract you from the streets, I don't think that's a negative distraction.
Right, like it's positive.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it a distraction or is it a change
of
direction?
I think that's up to the individual. That's how we interpret the word. Because it distracts you from the street.
Like a derailment,
exactly.
Though.
You know what I'm saying?
A distraction is a derailment to me. So anything that's taking you off of track.
Right.
But what if you was on track to self-destruction and something distracted you from it? It distracted you from it though. It's still positive. It's still on. And now you got a new direction. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's
what,
The fans of Friends know what I just said.
It can be. Like, some distractions are good and some distractions are bad. That's in my opinion.
That's a blessing.
Distraction will always be negative because the root word
Thank
is
you.
Dis.
Right. Dis. Exactly. But, dis. But, and this is where we at with it.
So, like, video games is a distraction, right?
Depends. We getting paid
Unless
or
getting
not.
Paid. Like, I don't see
and depends on the game.
It's work, but life is
there's learning games.
Yeah.
So, it depends on the game
games,
you're playing.
Learning games right, don't count.
Yeah.
You can
learn not because you're gaining something.
Games.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then that could be negative, too, because what if you all just making money under the games, but you don't know how to live in real life?
Ooh, you distracted from being a part of
Now you distracted life. Yourself to live in real life. So, like, it's valuable.
Is it a distraction if you choose to do that? I want to be here.
I can choose to be a fucker.
I want to be aware from y'all. Is that a distraction?
So you're choosing to be
here. Nothing's stopping me from going there. I want to be away from y'all.
The human experience is meant to be dealt with.
I've dealt with y'all. I don't
want to
deal with y'all.
Supreme said he's sick of y'all niggas. That's all he's saying, bro. He want a PS5.
Exactly.
Hey, somebody give him a PS5. I don't know if he got one. You got a PS5? Yeah, he asked. That's what he basically said.
A distraction.
I'm stop playing games. It's a distraction.
Oh, damn, buddy. I thought you wanted a Christmas present. It's all good. No, he talking shit, bro.
Hey,
no game.
We at the bottom of the hour. That was a nice conversation about real life topics. I'd say thank y'all for our first segment. We gotta continue on.
Yeah.
And keep going with this.
Welcome to Vacant Spaces.
Yeah.
Self-centered.
Welcome to the nation.
Welcome to
I don't have a tag.
That's it. All right. I'm just gonna take care of that open spaces on X360. We're gonna do this again soon. I don't know how soon, but it's going to be very soon.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all keep your ears open, man. Keep us on lock.
We're going to
lead out, though, with a little panoramic pain.
Hey!
Let it roll like that. But until then, y'all, we are taking control. Can I get y'all to say we taking control, y'all?
We take control.
That was out of control.
All right, we out.
This is the thing, thinking about hope and this pain, thinking I'm going insane, sipping I fade, reaching for all I could drink, I peek in the morning I think, no sleep I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fate, somehow I found a time and a space, flickering dank, spilling out all of the feelings I lost, consider not feeling at all, I'm building a will in these walls, the killings left feelings like scars, pictures so foggy they came with the rain, a portion of people that poke at your pain, the energy's cool, I remember them days, I'm pulling it close, they run it away, speeches of hope, beaches and boats, keep us afloat with the shit that I wrote. People lose hope when they live on the roast. Speaking of quotes, I don't believe in a ghost. Heaters and toast, beat it and go. She don't remember the reasons we won't, just leave it alone. Keeping it gone, trouble at home, you don't even that grown. So, mix the weed in the blunt. So, put some heat on the front, pour me some goose in my cup. Speeding, I'm doing too much. Really, I knew I was done by the time that you hit me. All the missed calls on my phone trying to press me, trying to forget me. The karma is heavy, I know. The drama's inevitable. This is the thing. Thinking about hope and this pain, thinking I'm going insane, sipping I fade, reaching for all I could drink, I peek in the morning I think, no sleep I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fate, somehow I found a time and a space,
feeling trapped in these four walls, trying to break three of them down while my back is against one, sold up these vocals I spew, no disturbing rule, my crew ain't the system, these pictures are painting a figment, it's friction experience through all my senses, desensitized by the tension, my central nervous system fight against flinching, I'm still check to check, living off 20-year work, rewarded with pension. Without commitment he gave to that company, it didn't match with our childhood conditions. Do what my seats to relate, if I have some, they gotta be straight out the gate. This fight of me trying to stand on my own is like trying to do squats on 1245 plates. Heavy, no bitch, I hold water, emotions been flowing, but my wallet's growing, won't break like them levees. Older than liquor, 3 hours of sipping on 75 while I hold a cup steady. CO just died, emotions is bottled. I got brown tears, I cry through the bottle. Fighting for balance, fuck being coddled. Tell the reflection, they get demons off them. I was feel dead even breathing and walking. Look over shoulders like Reaper was stalking. We was with niggas who move with a tag on their head. That's why if it's so cheap when you talking. If it's gonna happen, it happened through fear or through courage. I no longer do fear the coffin. This current pain just a bump that would feel like a mountain and naturally build up the bosses.
Thinking about hope and
this pain, thinking I'm going insane, sipping I fade, reaching for all I could drink, I peek in the morning, I think, no sleep, I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fate, somehow I found the time and the space,
drama's inevitable, credible credence, use of the bullshit, got my senses bleeding, use of the bullshit, I sense it through breathing, introvert planet, if I love you, I fear you, I'm searching for vision, let's deal with our feelings, search for solutions, no matter my vision, a pain that's intruding the layers I'm feeling. Although I'm down, I look at the ceiling. Even though pain full of whole circumference, better come out as the victor appearing. Don't need the fake applause, all the fool cheering. Never lost faith, nigga, never change gearing. Got doubt in your blood, I'm spitting anti-serum. Fast from the bottle to deal with feelings, this track. I ain't drink spirit, but spit out these spirits. Trapped in the space, feel like no one can hear them. Back to the pace for the weed drama clearance. Back to the, place of my solo, no one can kill it. Needed this track, my folks know I ain't fibbing. They going through shit, hope they know I ain't tripping. Just figuring out how to deal with these dealings. Played it so heavy, five feelings won't feel it. Dealing with energy, physical symptoms, high intuition from other dimensions, having deep dips from some low intermissions, learning more patience when pain and fearing, learning gang wise exchange when it's near. Throwing ain't easy,
throwing ain't easy,
throwing ain't easy. Let these words cry, replacing the tears.
This is the thing, thinking about hope and this pain, thinking I'm going insane, sipping I fade, reaching for all I could drink, I peek in the morning, I think, no sleep, I've been keeking the morning, I think, no sleep, I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fake, speaking in the morning, I think, no sleep, I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fake, so this is the thing, thinking about hope and this pain, thinking I'm going insane, sipping I fade, reaching for all I could drink, I peek in the morning, I think, no sleep, I've been keeping up, only to remember the reasons we even awake, speaking of fate, these are the days when the people are fake, somehow I found the time and the space.
It's another. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.